Listen to this editorial now. Canada's anti-apartheid credentials are overrated. The passing of former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney has sparked discussions surrounding Canada's involvement in the fight against South African apartheid. Many headlines and articles have hailed Canada, with Mulroney taking a starring role as a leading force against apartheid. From the reports and the reminiscences of ordinary folk, raised not to speak ill of the dead, you get a picture of Mulroney leading the charge with the Canadian flag as his standard, riding to the rescue of Nelson Mandela, and tilting his lance at the evil apartheid regime. But a closer examination reveals a more nuanced and less flattering reality. While some tout Canada's leadership in the anti-apartheid movement, the truth paints a different picture. In fact, Canada's historical actions were mostly aligned with support for apartheid in South Africa. In fact, Canada provided a model for apartheid policies, with South Africa drawing inspiration from Canada's treatment of First Nations peoples. So much so that South African officials visited a number of Indian reserves and residential schools to learn the secrets of a successful settler state. However, Canada's public stance against apartheid often contradicted its actions. While there were moments of symbolic opposition, such as John Diefenbaker's call for South Africa's expulsion from the British Commonwealth in 1961, these gestures were more about political expediency than moral conviction. Diefenbaker's motives were primarily to salvage the Commonwealth, fearing the departure of other former British colonies if South Africa remained. This lack of principled opposition was evident in Canada's refusal to cancel trade agreements with South Africa, dating back to 1932. During Nelson Mandela's imprisonment in the 1960s, Canadian political leaders failed to advocate strongly for his release. NDP leader Tommy Douglas raised the issue in the House of Commons, but Prime Minister Lester Pearson remained largely silent on Mandela's plight. This indifference reflected Canada's broader sympathy towards the apartheid regime over the Black Liberation Movement. Pierre Trudeau's government, often seen as progressive internationally, maintained a pragmatic approach that favored economic interests over human rights. Canadian companies continued to invest in South Africa, benefiting from cheap black labor. Trudeau's government even supported South Africa's application for a $1 billion IMF credit in 1982, despite widespread opposition from other nations and within the IMF itself. While officially endorsing the international arms embargo against South Africa, Canada's enforcement was lax. Canadian-made weapons found their way to the apartheid regime, with Crown Company Canadair selling amphibious water bombers used for internal security operations. Additionally, the RCMP provided training to South African police, raising questions about Canada's complicity in apartheid-era repression. Despite mounting pressure from various sectors, including unions, churches, and students, it wasn't until Brian Mulroney's Conservative government in 1986 that Canada finally implemented economic sanctions against South Africa. However, Mulroney, who was Prime Minister from 1984 to 1993, was hardly at the brave knight leading the charge. The fact is that nations like Norway, Denmark, New Zealand, Brazil, and Argentina had already severed ties with South Africa, and the United States had enacted stricter sanctions. Furthermore, from October 1986 to September 1993, Canada's bilateral trade with South Africa totaled $1.6 billion, not much of a change from the previous six-year period. Canada's relationship with the African National Congress, ANC, the leading anti-apartheid organization, was ambivalent to say the least. Ottawa initially resisted recognizing the ANC and sought to influence its direction towards more moderate policies, aligned with international capital and the interest of white South African elites. Yes, apartheid must end, but the black communists must not get their hands on the economic levers of a new South Africa. Overall, Canada's role in opposing apartheid in South Africa was far from exemplary. While there were moments of symbolic condemnation and eventual economic sanctions, these actions often came late and were overshadowed by ongoing economic ties and political pragmatism. Canada's legacy in the fight against apartheid is one of mixed motives and tepid commitment, with the true champions of change emerging from grassroots solidarity movements rather than governmental initiatives. Former Prime Minister Mulroney didn't make history, he just happened to in the right place at the right time.